This is going to be our shortest podcast because it covers the Military Bowl, the first bowl game on a three bowl game spasm, if you will, on December 27th. And in accordance with the prophets, what has already happened, Holly?
At least one of us is doing this podcast in a towel.
Oh, yeah, but it's sexy because we got three people here. One person's in a towel, and you don't know which one it is.
I'm not in a towel, if you get my drift.
Doug, put on a towel.
Yeah, that's Doug, please, put down a towel.
At least put one down before you sit down.
Put down a towel. You're hairy and difficult to clean. That's three of us here, Holly, Doug, and I believe you're in Tennessee, correct?
Yes, Gavals.
Yeah, and I'm live from the mothership here in ATL, where we do not have the Military Bowl because we have a proper bowl where Les Miles plays air hockey against kids with cancer and then taunts them. Which he did, by the way. There's footage of this, Les playing air hockey with a sick kid and saying, "Come on, you can't bring that. You gotta be strong." Him just scoring goals in air hockey against sick kids. Love you, Les. Anyway, who's playing in this game?
San Jose State, for one thing, which is good, and Bowling Green.
Bowling Green. Yeah.
Is Bowling Green still coached by Dave Clawson? Am I about to start making smallpox jokes? You betcha.
Yeah, they're still coached by Dave Clawson, who...
Dave Clawson, because at least smallpox was eradicable.
You know, his name was thrown around for different coaching jobs, and I like...
No. Do not venture down this garden path.
No, they were. It was thrown out for different coaching jobs, and my favorite moment was that it was not thrown out for the Tennessee job once. Like, nobody said. There were so many stupid rumors surrounding the Tennessee coaching job, and not one of them was as stupid as, "Hey, you know, Dave Clawson coached there."
I like that Dave Clawson's time there was so bad that we couldn't even work that tenuous connection. Like the whole Gruden thing, remember, was dependent on him having coached here as a GA for two seasons 25 years ago.
As opposed to, was the offensive coordinator, like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah. That's how bad Dave Clawson was.
But, you know, fuck sense. If we believe in one thing on this site, it's fuck sense. This is going to take place in RFK. Doug, you and I both have sentimental memories of this stadium for absolutely no reason, correct?
Yes. My sentimental reasons have to do with the fact that I was brought up as a Washington Redskins fan ever since I was like 3 years old.
And if we had a soundboard, this is where we would play a slad clown horn.
All the greatest Redskins triumphs of my childhood took place at RFK, as much of a dump as it was even then. And then they moved off to the suburbs out in Maryland in that fantastic monument to FedEx. And it's pretty, I mean, except for this past year, it's been pretty much nothing but misery ever since.
Yeah, but remember, don't laugh. It's paid for. That's what you can say paid about for. FedEx. RFK, meanwhile, a shadow of its former self, slowly rotting away on the shores of what I believe is the Anacostia River.
You almost said Anaconda, didn't you? Because I just about said it myself just now.
On the shores of the Anaconda River.
I would attend this game if it were on the shores of something called the Anaconda River.
I would attend this game if John Voight called it in a Mexican accent.
I would attend this game if J-Lo was the halftime show and danced with a boa python around her shoulders.
There's I would no attend this game if they gave out free Ben's Chili Bowls to every attendee.
Actually, that would be maybe the only good way to get seats filled at this game.
I would attend this game if you had to bring a business card, because remember, you have to bring a business card if it's D.C. That's yep. It. And just everybody trying to sit next to somebody else by going, "So who do you work for?" Is that what? You wouldn't believe what the ambassador said. He just said it! It's crazy how he does that. Man, D.C.
This is their version of the Savannah Country Club circuits, "Who are your people?"
Yeah, you know, D.C. dinner parties are just amazing. I got to go talk to somebody else. I'll be right back. The other interesting thing about this game, do we know who's calling it? Do we have an announcer?
It's the New Mexico Bowl team. It's our boy, the internet's own Danny Cannell, Quint Kasnich, and Bob Worcestershire.
Yeah, that's a hard. That's actually a pretty easy call. Like if you had to choose between calling the New Mexico Bowl, which was a great game, or this, which is probably not going to be a very good game. Why that? This is we were talking about the Little Caesars Bowl being the only Midwestern Bowl, right?
Right. This is a Midwestern Bowl in spirit.
I was gonna say, what the hell? Why does DC have a bowl game? We ask this every single year. But
oh, sorry, hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I have to take this. I actually don't know how to answer my parents' phone.
Doug, but seriously, you being a somewhat Virginia-compatible resident, why?
Why is there a bowl in D.C.?
Yeah.
Because ESPN wanted it, and Northrop Grumman, which by just simply by virtue of being a military contractor has more money than God, was like, yes, we've sold enough, I don't know, F-14s and $1,000 toilet seats that we can piss away a few million dollars on a bowl game. Why not? Here we go. So that's how it happened.
Just know that war blimps are now one of Northrop Grumman's products. They're making the LEMV, which is the long endurance military vehicle. The LEMV.
That is the project of a company that has too much money. They're like, blimps, sure. They were drinking eggnog the other night, and they're like, yeah, we haven't sold any blimps in a long time. I bet the military is dumb enough to buy that. Let's do
blimp
blimps.
Game is tight.
It's leading to the inevitable conclusion of this podcast, which is, with a bowl this bad, it's hard out there for a blimp.
Boo!